Story. I'm a bit ashamed of this story, actually. When I was quite a bit younger, I had a habit of sucking my thumb. Even when I started school, I was still doing it. Even when my parents painted some bitter-tasting stuff on my thumb, I still did it. I only stopped doing it when I was about 8 years old because my parents promised to buy me a present. I wonder if you have any stories that you'd be embarrassed to tell people about. Any embarrassing stories? I wonder if you have any stories where you've done something maybe that's not just silly, but actually that's wrong, and you'd be ashamed to tell people about it. This morning, I'm going to tell you a story about someone who felt very ashamed. The story is about a lady called Mara. She's made up, I've made her up, but the things that happen to Mara in this story are real things that happen, and you can read about them in the Bible. Mara lives in Israel, around the same place that Jesus was, around the same time as Jesus. Mara's home is about a day's walk away from Jerusalem, the capital city. Mara's visiting Jerusalem today for a Jewish festival that's a bit like our harvest festival. That's where we join the story. And so she's brought two loaves with her and to the temple. While she's near the temple, Mara notices this big crowd of people gathering. And she can hear some people laughing and some people look very interested. And so Mara moves in closer. And Mara sees a group of people speaking in lots of different languages. And that's strange, she thinks, because they're all from up north, so they should only really know one language. How do they know all these different languages? And then the leader of this group of people who are speaking, the leader gets up and everyone goes quiet. And someone whispers to Mara, that's Peter who's speaking. He's one of Jesus' followers. And Peter, who stands up, explains to the whole crowd that Mara's in that God has sent his Spirit to help these people speak in these different languages. And then Peter goes on and Peter tells this crowd about Jesus. Peter tells this crowd that the rumors that Jesus, who was killed, has come back to life are true. They're not just rumors, they're fact. He's been seen. God raised Jesus to life to prove to everyone that Jesus is God's King. And you and I think, what wonderful news. Wonderful news that Jesus is alive again. But Mara didn't think it was wonderful news. Mara was really upset and embarrassed and ashamed because Mara remembers where she was 50 days ago. Mara remembers being in this crowd before Jesus was killed 50 days ago. Mara remembers the Roman ruler Pilate offering to let Jesus go. And Mara remembers that she shouted with the crowd, "No, crucify him." Like everyone else there that day, Mara didn't want Jesus to be God's king. Mara wanted to be rid of him. And so now Mara feels awful. Because Jesus was God's king, and God has proved it by raising Jesus from the dead. What can Mara do? Well, Peter stands up. Lots of people are feeling ashamed, like Mara, and Peter stands up again, and he says, and I'll read this exactly what Peter said from the Bible. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Oh, Mara is so relieved. That's all she has to do. Just turn back to God. God doesn't want her to make up for it. God doesn't want her to do lots of things to make it okay. She doesn't have to be punished. Because of Jesus, Mara can just turn back to God and be completely forgiven, completely washed clean. That's what baptism pictures. Peter mentioned baptism. When someone gets baptized, they get washed, don't they? It's a picture of how Jesus will wash us clean. So Mara gets baptized that same day. And about 2,999 other people get baptized too. And Mara goes home happy because she knows she's forgiven and washed clean. Well, like I said, Mara is made up. But all the things in that story that happened to Mara are true. people really did reject Jesus and kill him, and God really did prove that Jesus is his special king by raising him from the dead, and Peter really did say that all people need to do to be forgiven and washed clean is to turn back to God. And we started by thinking about things that make us feel ashamed. Our Bible passage this morning teaches us that we should be most ashamed of how we've treated Jesus. None of us was like Mara, were we? None of us were in the crowd when Jesus was executed. None of us shouted, crucify him. But like Mara, we've all acted like we don't want Jesus to be king. And maybe it's when you've told a lie, and you know that actually Jesus wouldn't want you to, but you did it anyway. And maybe it's when you've been rude to your parents, you know Jesus wouldn't want you to do that, but you did it anyway. Or maybe it's that you've gone for a whole day or a whole week not even thinking about God's King Jesus and what he would or wouldn't want. Well, how terrible. What can we do when we realise that we've lived in a way that makes us ashamed before God? Peter says it's very simple. You don't have to do anything difficult. You just turn back to God. You just say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I need you to wash me clean. I want your help to live with you as my king. And you can be completely forgiven, completely washed clean. That's what we learn from that Bible passage today. I'm going to say a short prayer now. If you'd like to join in, you can say amen at the end. Lord Jesus, we're sorry for the times when we've ignored you, the right King of the world. Thank you that you died to wash us clean. Please help us to live as your people. Amen.
Duncan, thank you very much. Well, we're now going to sing and I sing.